over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
8 years ago, I didn't know where my next move would come from. You know, my mom was selling stuff in the street.
He played through adversity. He played through injury.
And now I'm here sitting at the top of the top.
He's made shots all throughout the playoffs.
I hope this can give everybody around the world hope.
Deep to Giannis. Slam it with the left hand.
It's coming to Milwaukee, all of it.
Portis, feed set, three-point toss. Bang, go, Bobby!
Coming here, man, the best thing that ever happened to me, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Middleton comes around, takes a jumper, gone! Right side by Middleton!
We knew it was going to be challenging, but, you know, we all said it was going to be worth it to learn. You know, that's the type of team you want to be.
My day, I get that Larry O'Brien, going to Disneyland, taking that Larry O'Brien trophy on Splash Mountain. Where else?
You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a freaking champion.
Bobby, Bobby, Bobby!
First and foremost, how much champagne have each of you consumed? Just, I feel like it's important before we get into this interview.
Giannis spins in, fades, shoots, goal!
A point where you said, excuse me, they can't stop him.
Giannis to the rim. Baker goes!
He said, I'm right here with these cheeseheads. This is where I'm going to be. I'm going to re-sign here. I'm setting my roots down here.
But I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship. So, but this is the hard way to do it, and we did it. Did it. We did it, man.
They're champions every day. Every day they come to the building, they're champions.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
And joining us now from the Bucks Radio Network, our Bucks buddy, it is Justin Garcia. Justin, thanks for your time. Have a great day. Take care. Be good. Jesse. I mean, I know you love a good montage, but that was like 6 minutes.
7 minute montage.
All right. First of all, it was barely 2 minutes. Second of all,
no way.
There's no way that was only 2 minutes.
I'm looking
right
at it. 2 minutes.
No way.
No.
Justin.
203.
Justin.
I mean, I'm looking at the timer on my phone here, and I feel like I talked to Jesse for 20 seconds before he put me on hold, and I'm at 4 minutes. So,
yeah.
I don't know about that 203.
Yeah, it's not 2 minutes. Also, don't you get goosebumps still listening
to awesome.
That?
That was good stuff. Great montage. Nobody's doubting the quality of your montage, just the time of what your montage is.
Well, waste some more time talking about how long the montage was, and then we really won't have time for Justin.
Well, it's not like you made a new montage just for Justin's return. You just recycled the one from the championship.
Well, you didn't have to tell him that. Could have been new to him.
Justin's a smart guy. Justin, how are you, buddy? It's great to have you back, finally, after that long montage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to be back, and tip-off is now 30 seconds away, so if you're not in the arena, good luck.
You people really
you
know how to ruin a good
us?
Thing. Unbelievable, you people.
No, it was we didn't ruin a good thing. You did a good job. You just brought it back and used up all of Justin's airtime. Justin, what's new on the Bucks Radio Network? In addition to Ben Brust being added to it, which we saw today, did you add yet another show to your repertoire? I saw maybe there's a podcast, too, that you're involved in.
Well, there is, and I guess I'd love to get to it, but I don't know how much time we have here. But we'll have the Buck Tales Weekly podcast. There's going to be a daily podcast each morning that covers the NBA and recaps the night before. That's called the NBAM. That dropped this morning. We have Bucks in 30 each week, usually Monday, sometimes Tuesday, depending on the off week. We have a Bucks Talk is back after the game. So if you want your Bucks fix, this is the place to get it from.
All right. Well, I'm going to get my Bucks fixed. You know what? Big game tonight. This is kind of jumping right back into it where, you know, I think obviously looking back at it, Kevin Durant's foot being, what, 3 inches further back? This is a whole different conversation. But, you know, who knows if the coach is here? Obviously, there's not a championship. Do you think at all about that? And do you think that's going to be on anybody's mind tonight, or is it just going to be one big old celebration?
I don't. I stopped thinking about that as soon as it happened, especially with what transpired in the next two rounds. And I think maybe initially, you know, we'll see it. Obviously, it's going to be a part of the broadcast, I would assume, of, hey, remember when Kevin Durant stepped on the line? Otherwise, this changes. But once you get to see the tarp come off of that championship banner, and once you see these Bucks players and coaches receive their rings at midcourt, I think everybody's going to forget about that, and we'll just go back to this team for the second time in their history winning a championship, a chance to defend a championship. And, you know, they're in an interesting spot because they aren't the favorites to win the title. I think they're up there, and I still think we've seen the Lakers start to get more and more buzz. But it's the Bucks and the Nets are the two favorites. But Brooklyn is the favorite to win the title. It's an interesting spot because it's not one we've seen a lot of NBA teams in. Usually if you win the championship and bring back essentially the same team, you're the favorite the next season. The other ones that jumped out, the Bulls in 98, they blew that team up. The Dallas Mavericks, same thing, where they didn't blow the team up, but they didn't bring back a lot of key pieces. The Raptors a couple of years ago, you lose Kawhi Leonard, so you can understand where they dropped off. But this Bucks team is kind of in a similar spot to that first Warriors championship team, where the same group of guys finally broke through, won a title, only now they're not viewed as the favorites to repeat.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because I think Bucks fans have been so starved for a championship. Wisconsin sports fans, but really Bucks fans. And everybody is so ecstatic and happy, but now the ball gets rolling again. And I would say Giannis's legacy is set in Milwaukee regardless. Obviously, him and Middleton, everybody else, they want to go win another championship. But I almost get the feeling fans are content. They want more. But if it doesn't happen, I think fans are okay with that. Do you get that feeling, or is that not how you're seeing it?
No, I get that feeling. But I'm kind of in the, I guess that's what the feeling is now. I'll believe it when I see it once we get to May. And, you know, what happens if this team draws the Nets in the second round? They don't win that series, and they go from defending champion to bowing out in the semifinals. It's all well and good to say that's how fans feel now. But, I mean, I think, and you guys have obviously seen enough to know, too, that in opinion is going to change once we get to the playoffs.
Justin, do you get your ring at halftime? Do you get it before the game? Do you get it afterward? How does that work for you?
I got to text some people from the team to see because I and Taush, you would know better than I, but I didn't realize rings were one size fits all. So curious to see how mine is going to fit since I haven't been fitted
for it. You haven't gotten fitted yet. Oh. Yeah.
We'll hope for the best, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get
sent. You can always wear it on a necklace.
Yeah, you could get a pendant, maybe, something like that. How big, have you seen what the players are going to get? Have you seen the ring yet? Because it's got to be pretty gaudy, if I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, I just told you I haven't been fitted for a ring.
I know.
So, I have not been behind the scenes to see the ring, but I, too, would assume it would be pretty gaudy when it's a team that has been around for 54 years and went 50 years between winning a championship. I would assume you're going to blow it up.
Talking with Justin Garcia, our Bucks buddy. You can hear him all across the Bucks radio network. It'll be great to have you back on my car drives to and from ballet for Maddie in Milwaukee. So it's a great thing for me to get to have the Bucks season start again. My question, though, is it feels like we just finished. I know it was, you know, we were downtown and at the Deer District in July or late June. July, right?
July.
Are we finally back on the normal NBA clock now? Because I feel like since the delay created by COVID, the NBA has just played nonstop for 2 years. Is that just me?
No, I mean, look, it was last week was the 1-year anniversary of the Lakers winning an NBA championship. So you've had three separate NBA seasons, if we count the preseason, touching 365 days that you had the conclusion of that season. You finished last this previous season, and now you're starting this season all in the span of a calendar year. So it has been compressed. I mean, it's basically 3 months, almost to the day, since the Bucks won the NBA championship back on July 20th. And we look at the bubble, they finished playing right around Labor Day and then started in December. So you're looking at kind of the same offseason in terms of length. The difference is you had guys like Jordan Wara and Chris and Drew that played in the Olympics, and this wasn't just staggered with some teams getting 2 months off and 3 months off. It was basically everybody in the same boat. So this is kind of a weird 2+ years that the league is experiencing, and now we're back on the normal calendar and that cadence that you get used to, where the All-Star break is in its usual spot. Free agency next summer is going to be in its usual spot. Everything else falls back into place. But I do wonder how teams are going to treat this upcoming season. That the good thing is you have more spacing between games, and it's not essentially playing every other day, every single week, and back-to-backs in there too, that you have those sets of 2 days off between games, sometimes three. But it's still a lot for these guys to have played that compressed schedule in the bubble, played a compressed schedule last year, get 2 months off, and in the case of some guys, not even with the Olympics, and now you're right back in it. So I do wonder how teams outside of just the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets and the Phoenix Suns and everybody that was in the conference finals, how they're going to treat this season. If we're going to see a lot of rest for players and maybe healthy scratches moving into the first couple of months of the season.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. How do you think, obviously, two guys from the Bucks played in the Olympics. Giannis had the injury that he was able to, you know, fight through and play. How do you think Coach is going to handle this beginning part of this season with all the wear and tear that ran late into the summer for the Bucks?
I know it's a terrible answer, but I still don't really know. How much they're going value winning in the regular season, because we saw a different approach last season, and we saw going into the playoffs, they kind of dismissed home court advantage and said it's not the most important thing, and we're more concerned with staying healthy, and look, it got them a championship. The one thing, though, that makes me pause is, you know, if you are inclined to lay money on sports, the two high win totals in the Eastern Conference are the Nets and the Bucks. The Nets are 56.5, the Bucks are 54.5. They're the two best teams in the conference by a wide margin. And ordinarily, I think we would look at this in a normal year and say, well, one of these teams is winning 60 games, maybe both, and maybe they'll both push for 60 games. So that kind of throws up a red flag of, why is nobody picking either of these two teams to be in the high 60s or high 50s or 60 wins? That I think the general impression across the board is we're going to see a lot of rest going into this season. But it's always that general feeling that never seems to be the case. So part of me thinks this team is going to be kind of a hybrid of what we saw last year and the first 2 years under Bud, where in year two they were pushing for 70 wins. Last year they were still on the top of the Eastern Conference, near the top, but the third seed. Part of me thinks this is going to be a 60-win team, and maybe the Bucks and Nets both do win 60, and they finish the regular season, you know, kind of similar to what we saw 2 years ago, where there's a decent gap between the one and two teams and then the rest of the Eastern Conference.
Justin, I know you've got a lot on your plate already, but we're getting ready to launch a new NBA Bucks-centric portion of the program, 65 NBA seconds with Tausch. I don't know when we're going to kick that off. We may wait till after Christmas, kind of like that's when the NBA season really starts. But could you add that to your plate with everything else you've got with the Bucks Radio Network? Maybe co-host those 65 seconds?
Oh.
We could start it with the montage. So we'd have 65 seconds of content and 4.5 minutes of montage. Would you be interested in that?
Well, great minds. I was going to say absolutely anything for this show, but my concern is, how much is the intro going to be? Is this going to be a 4-minute intro with, you know, 45 seconds of content?
Probably. So less work for you, which is what we like. Justin, good luck on the season. I'm serious when I say this. I really look forward to hearing you on the Bucks Radio Network. You make my drives a little more enjoyable. You're a great teammate, a great friend, and we look forward to other short appearances with you with your new open with the Bucks Championship that takes 5.5 minutes to play. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
That is our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia. Would have loved to have given him more airtime.
Great montage.